Well, good morning.
大家早。
How many of you would rather be here than in Florida?
你们到底多人情愿在这里，而不愿意在佛罗里达州？
So great to be here in a wonderfully safe place.
很高兴在这边一个很安全的地方。
And to be able to worship the Lord.
也能够一起敬拜主。
Thank you for those who helped us in leading worship today.
感谢今天的敬拜团。
When Beverly and I go home on Sundays, having been with you, we always remark about how special it is to be here to worship with you.
每次我跟我太太来这边做礼拜之后，我们回家都会谈到说，哦，来这边做礼拜多么特别呀。
When we chose the book of James to study, I'm not sure that we knew all the events that would be happening in the world around us.
当我们选择讲雅各书的时候呢，我们那个时候不知道这个世界上会发生什么样各类各样的事情。
We knew that we were living in the midst of a growing crisis with North Korea.
我们知道我们是活在一个跟北韩在一个危机的状况当中。
We knew that in our country there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the president and the Congress.
我们也知道在这个国家中很多人对国会跟总统不满意。
And because of that, we knew there were a lot of angry people around.
也因为如此，我们知道在当中有很多生气的人。
What we probably didn't know is that some of the tragedies and disasters that have overtaken us were coming.
但是那个时候我们不知道很多的悲剧还有这个自然的灾害会临到我们。
And I know you're thinking with me of the people in Texas and Louisiana and now Florida and perhaps Georgia.And other parts of the southeastern part of the United States that are being ravaged by hurricanes and floods.
但现在美国的德州、路易斯安那州、佛罗里达州、维吉尼亚州很多地方都受风灾跟水灾的遗害。
Bev and I often talk about what it's like to pray for people who are struggling in difficult places.
我跟我的太太常常提到。怎么为那些在生活的困难地方人为他们祷告？
We don't want to pretend that they are far away and that we should not care for them.
我们不能假装说他们在很远的地方，我们可以不关心他们。
But we often imagine what would it be like if it was happening in our house.
我们常常想，假如这件事情发生在我的家里，会是什么样子？
And God taught us a lesson last night.
那神在昨天晚上就教我们一个功课。
We have just moved into a small new house that we have remodeled.
我们才搬进一个我们改修过的一个小小的房子。
And in our bathroom, we hung a large, very heavy mirror on the wall.
那在我们的浴室呢，我们挂了一个很大的一个镜子。
Our contractor did it, and he assured us that it was safe to have it hanging there.
那帮我们盖这个人呢，他说把这个大的镜子盖到这个浴室非常安全的。
We went to bed early last night, and at 10:30 we heard a loud crash.
昨天晚上我们很早就睡觉了，但是十点半的时候呢，我们听到很大的这个撞击声。
We thought for a minute that we were being bombed.
我们有点想说，哎呀，可能别人造这个投炸弹给我们了。
We got out of bed and looked through the house to see where the noise could be coming from.
我们从床上起来，到处看看到底这个。杂音从哪里来的？
And the bathroom door was closed, and when we opened it, we found our mirror lying on the floor in a million pieces.
我们把浴室的门打开，就发现那个镜子掉在地上，有成千上万的碎片。
And so about 11 o'clock last night, we were not in bed sleeping, but we were cleaning up broken pieces of glass.
所以昨天晚上十一点，我们不是在睡觉，而是在浴室清除这个破碎的玻璃。
In the middle of that, before I started to complain, my wife said to me,Think of all the people in Texas and Florida and what they have to clean up.
在我还没有开始抱怨以前呢，我的太太就提醒我说：“你想想看，德州和那些其他地方啊，那些人他们的遭遇。”
So sometimes the circumstances around us, when we view them and evaluate them, help us to be thankful for the circumstances that God has placed us in.
所以当时我们处在这样的情况当中，假如我们可以衡量在我们四周其他地方。发生的情况的话呢，我们可以仍然存这个感恩的心。
We could face a flood.
我们可以面对一个洪水。
We could go through an earthquake.
我们可以经过地震。
But our preparation in times like this is preparing us for times that could be harder more lately when we are learning now in the small things to trust God.
那么在面临这些状况的时候，我们现在的预备就要帮助我们面临将来更大的灾难。
We've called our series Perilous, Practical Truths for Perilous Times.
我们把雅各书的讲题主题叫做危险时代的实用真理。
And this morning we're going to be talking about a very, very special subject that is really important to me.
那今天我们要讲的题目呢，对我来说是相当重要的。
It's the tongue.
就是我们的舌头。
I do a lot of counseling, and more often than not, the problems that I'm addressing are the results of things that people have said to each other that have caused harm and pain.
我做很多辅导的工作，那在辅导过程当中，我发觉绝大多数的问题就是人的话语对别人造成伤害，而这些人来找我辅导他们经过的伤害。
It's not surprising that 2,000 years ago, James would be addressing the church about the same issue.
那不难想象的就是在2000年以前，雅各也对教会针对同样的问题来处理。
And even though he begins the passage pointing out the responsibility of teachers, he soon lets us know that all of us face the same challenge.In how we control our tongue.
虽然雅各书第三章一开始他是针对一些教师在讲话，但是当我们读下去的时候，会发觉这个言语、这个舌头对每个人都是重要的。
So let's think about where we've come from in the book of James. This is our fifth lesson in our study.
所以让我们回顾一下我们雅各书讲了什么。今天是我们的第五讲。
And we begin by talking about the persecution, the trials, and the testing that.The church was going through.
一开头雅各书讲到教会所经历的逼迫、挑战跟熬炼。
And the general thrust of James' teaching is that even in the midst of temptation and trial, God has a purpose for our lives.
雅各书最主要的主题就是，虽然我们经过这些试炼，在试炼当中，上帝还是有他的目的。
And the challenge for us is to hang on and to persevere.During those difficult times.
他对我们的挑战就是在这样困难的境况当中，我们要继续稳住在那边，要继续经历这些苦难。
And God says when we do persevere, there's a special blessing that comes to us.
而神说，当我们忍耐的时候呢，这个忍耐就带来一个特别的祝福。
James goes on to explain to the church that there should be a definite link between what we hear and know and what we do.
雅各继续说，在我们所听得到跟我们所行出来当中一定要有一个相关的连接。
He reminds us it's not just enough to go to church and to hear the word, but the real challenge is to live out our faith and to do the things the word teaches us to do.
他告诉我们，单单到教会去听到还是不够的，我们要在现实的生活当中活出我们在教会所聆听到的教导。
And he addresses a problem in the church, a problem where people are showing favoritism towards those who have more money or special status in life.
再来，他提出教会里面的一边的一些的偏待，对那些有钱的人好像对他们特别好。
And James says this is an example of not living out by faith the things that we have heard and learned from God.
那雅各说，这样的表现就是没有活出我们从上帝学到的真理。
And he goes on at the end of chapter 2 to say there is a definite relationship between our saving faith and the works we do as believers to honor Christ.
第二章的最后就讲到，在我们得救的信心所行出来的行为之间，跟我们的信心到底是不是正确很有关系。
Well, I'm going to move us on here, I think. All right. So we're going to talk today a little bit about the wonderful challenge that is, did I move the wrong button?
I think this one.
There we go. The wonderful challenge that is available to us. I'm not very mechanical.
我不知道怎么用这些机器哈。
So I'm counting on my helper today.
所以我今天帮他弄。
The wonderful opportunity that we have to take our tongue, submit it to the control of the Holy Spirit, and to allow it to be an instrument of blessing to others.
今天我们面对一个很大的挑战，就是我们怎么可以拿我们的舌头顺服圣灵的带领，使它成为一个祝福的管道。
Are you excited with me to learn from the Bible how we can do that?
那你从跟我一起从圣经来学这个，是不是很兴奋呢？
Do you agree with me that that's a very, very difficult thing for us to do?
你是不是跟我一样同意，这是一个非常难做到的一件事？
And I think of it particularly at home.
我想特别在家里。
It's difficult with our husband. It's difficult with our wife.
跟我们的丈夫或跟我们的妻子哈，使用我们的言语相当的困难。
Sometimes it's difficult with our children.
有时候跟我们的孩子也是。
Even in the workplace where we work with other people, sometimes the tensions that are there create difficulty in our communication.
甚至在我们工作的场所跟我们的同事之间，有时候工作的环境会制造一些张力，使我们的言语变得比较困难。
Even our friends sometimes through their words can offend and hurt us.
有的时候我们的朋友他们的话语可以冒犯，可以伤害我们。
And even in a relationship with the lost, those who don't know Christ, there are multiple opportunities for us to be offensive and to be offended in our relationship with them.
那甚至在跟我们一些不信主的朋友之间的关系，有的时候我们的话语或他们的话语都会彼此伤害，彼此冒犯。
So, next slide. Here's what I want to show you this morning from this text.
那今天我要从经文里给大家显出这些重点。
And we're going to talk about each of these things for a few moments this morning, but I kind of want to give you a roadmap so you can see where we're headed.
那每一点我们都会花一点时间来讨论，但是我把这条路径指给大家看。
I'm going to read, talk to you about these points, then I'm going to ask Annie to read the text for us.
我会首先提出这五大点，然后我会读经文。
First of all, we're going to see that our behavior as Christians should be reflected not only in the way we act, so not only how we behave in our conduct, but in the words we choose and how we speak.
我们基督徒的行为不但要在行为上，也要在我们所选择使用的言语上反映出来。
This passage of scripture is going to tell us why it's so hard to do that.
那这将会告诉我们这样做是多么的困难。
But it's going to encourage us to know that our words, though they have impact for hurting others, also have wonderful potential for blessing.
但是它也挑战我们，虽然我们的话会带来一些伤害的结果，但是它也有带来祝福的很大的潜力。
When you read through these verses, you almost ask yourself, is this a losing battle? Can I actually win this battle for the control of my tongue?
那当我们读这段经文的时候，我们说，哎呀，用我的舌头是一个必定注定失败的一个事情，还是说我可以学习怎么样控制我的舌头？
But Paul ends, James ends on a good note, showing us that wisdom manifests itself in conduct and speech that brings honor and glory to God.
但是最后雅各用一个正面的说法来告诉我们，我们的言语呢，也可以正面的表达出，不单单是行为上，言语上也可以表达出神的作为来。
So let's open our Bibles to the most important part of what we're doing today.
所以现在请大家把雅各书打开，翻到第三章，我们要看今天有关舌头的教导。
Verses 1 through 19.
第一到第十九节。You want me to go ahead and read?
Yes, please.
好，我们现在翻开雅各书第三章第一到十九节，我来读。我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们都要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看哪，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林，舌头就是火，在我们的白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个嘴里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应该的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡正道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
That sounded perfect to me.
听起来好完美啊。
That's interesting. Verse number one, I want you to see this in the text today.
我叫大家看经文中的第一节。
And James is suggesting that it is a hard thing to be a teacher.
雅各提议说哈，要做一个老师是不容易的一件事。
He said, before you think about becoming teachers, you need to know that those who teach are judged by a stricter standard.
他说在你想要做教师以前呢，你要先考虑哈，那些当教师的人有更高的标准来审判他们。
I'm sure that Pastor Ray and I have thought about that verse on many occasions.
我想裴牧师跟我很多次都会想到这节经文。
Because it reminds us of the seriousness of handling the Word of God.
因为他提醒我们来处理上帝的话的严肃性。
If you read the book of Jude and 2 Peter,
那假如你读犹大书还有彼得后书，
you'll discover that some of the fiercest judgment that God has in mind is for those who are false teachers.
上帝对一些最严厉的审判是对那些假教师。
So this example at the very beginning of this passage makes an emphasis on how important it is in how we use our tongue and the words that we choose to say.
所以第一节就提出这样的警告，告诉我们我们怎么选择自己的话语是多么重要的一件事情。
And last we think that James is just talking about teachers. In verse number two, he quickly says, for we all stumble.
我们本来以为雅各只是讲老师，但是第二节他马上说，原来我们在这个言语上啊都有过失。
So these important words are not just for those who teach, although it is certainly for them.
所以这些严重的警告不单单只是对那些教导的教师说的，
but is for all of us.
而是对我们大家说的。
Now he goes on really to say that none of us do this perfectly.
他接下来说我们没有一个人都把舌头用得相当的完善。
He said we all stumble in many ways, not just in how we in the words that we choose, but we stumble in the way that we live.
他说我们在生活上许多方面都有过失。
But he says the man who does not stumble in the way that he speaks is a man who has learned how to walk in maturity in the control of his tongue.
他说那些能够行为没有过失的人呢，是那些学习到了在言语上勒住自己舌头没有过失的人。
The word that's used here is kind of a scary word in the English.
他在英文里所用的那个词呢，是相当可怕的一个词。
It says he's a perfect man.
他说他是个完全人。
It doesn't mean that he's sinless.
不是说他是无罪的。
It doesn't mean that he never falls or stumbles.
也不是说他不会跌倒，不会绊倒。
But it means that he is growing, that he is maturing, that he is being sanctified. That's the big word for spiritual growth. That is taking place in his life and affecting the way that he speaks.
他的意思说，这个人一直走在成圣的过程当中，他不断的在成熟。所以当他讲话的时候呢，他也学习勒住他的舌头。
And he gives two examples that should be hopeful for us.
那他给我们两个例子，希望这两个例子呢带给我们一点盼望。
He says if we could put a bit into the mouth of a horse.
他说假如能够把一个嚼环放在马的嘴巴里面。
How many of you have ever ridden a horse?
我们当有多少人骑过马？
I did once. It wasn't very much fun. I was pretty sore when I was done.
我骑过一次哈，但是不是很有意思。我骑完之后呢，我的这个臀部啊很痛。
But I found it was magical how I could control the movement of that horse through his bit.
但是很神奇的是，我发现我怎么可以就用一个嚼环来控制这只马。
I could, as a small man on a horse with a small bit, control a large horse and help him change direction.
一个矮小的我坐在一个大马上，却可以用小小的嚼环来控制它的走向。
Now I'm not a shipman either.
但我也不是一个船员。
But the other example is given that a small rudder, relatively small compared to the size of the whole ship, when appropriately applied, can turn it in the direction that's desired.
还有一个船来打比方，就是一个舵。假如你知道怎么使用它的话，那个小小的舵就可以掌握这个船的整个的动向。
So he says in verse 5, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things.
所以在第五节他说，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
You know what Paul says in his writings about boasting?
你知道保罗在他的著作中都常常提到夸口。
When, When we boast about the things that we do, we get ourselves into trouble.
有时候我们夸耀自己做的事情呢，自己就陷入麻烦里了。
Paul says, "I have learned only to boast in Christ and His strength and power for me."
最后保罗说，我夸口只指着主耶稣跟他的十字架来，还有他的力量来夸口。
So I think what James has in focus here is this: if a bit can turn a big horse's direction.
所以雅各在这里的强调是，假如一个决头可以控制整个马的动向的话，
and if a rudder can affect the movement of a ship,
假如一个舵可以影响这个船的走向，
so much can the tongue influence our lives in both a positive and a negative way.
照样我们的舌头可以影响我们的人生，不管是恶或是善。
But here's the problem.
那问题是，
And he's going to tell us this in the next portion of Scripture.
他在下一段经文要告诉我们他这个问题在哪里。
For he says the tongue is unruly and hard to tame.
他说舌头不受管制，而且难以勒住。
Now, how many of you are surprised that James said that?
当雅各这么说的时候，你们有多少人是感觉很意外？
I'm not.
我不感觉意外。
Because I know how easy it is for the tongue, apart from the Holy Spirit,To get out of control.
因为我知道我们的舌头一旦离开了圣灵就不受控制了。
And James wants us to see how clearly this is a challenge and a promise for us.
那雅各要我们看到，很清楚地看到，这个对我们来说是很大的问题，但又是多么大的一个挑战。
And in verses 5 through 7, he really gives some very poignant pictures.Of the strength and the power of the tongue.
那在第五到七节，第七节他就非常清楚、非常明确地说明舌头的问题。
He said a forest fire could be set ablaze by a small fire.
他说最小的火能点着最大的树林。
You've undoubtedly heard of some of the fires that have burned thousands of acres of land. Someone dropped a cigarette butt or a lit match in the dry ground, and it caused.A huge fire.
我们常听说一个人的香烟头或一个小小的火，星星之火就可以燎原，烧到好几亩的树林。
And James goes on to say, and the tongue is a fire just like that.
那雅各继续说，舌头就是火，就像那样子。
A world of unrighteousness.
它是一个罪恶的世界。
Left to its own devices, it is sinful and it creates pain and destruction.
假如让它自我发挥的话呢，它会造成很多毁灭性的后果。
He says the tongue is set among our members.
舌头是白体中的一个。
It affects the whole body.
但却影响我们的全身。
It has an impact on the whole course of life.
它点燃生命整个的轮子。
And it is set on fire by the fire of hell.
而且是从地狱的火所点燃的舌头。
It's a part of that sinful nature that cries out against God.
那就是我们里面那个基本的罪性。要反对神的一个罪性的发动。
It's a part of that sinful nature that cries out for its own way.
那是我们里面的罪性，它呼求要行自己的道路。
It's a part of that sinful nature that can be very selfish and unconcerned about those with whom we come in contact.
而且这也是来自我们的罪性，我们非常的自私，而且不关心我们周围的人。
I have some friends who I know.Had difficulty because of an argument they had.
我有一些朋友，因为他们跟别人起的争论啊，就导致了一些问题。
They were a part of my father's church when I was growing up.
我成长的时候呢，他们是我爸爸教会的成员。
And the story my father told me about them, I was only 9 years old when this happened.
这件事情发生的时候，我爸爸把这故事告诉我，我只有九岁。
He was called to their house after they'd had a horrible argument.
那他们在这个人在家里有很大的争吵的时候呢，我爸爸就被他们叫过去了。
They were professing Christians.
他们是承认自己是基督徒。
He went to their house to pray with them.
我爸爸就到他们家里为他们一起祷告。
When he left their home, they were still fighting.
我爸爸离开的时候呢，他们还在吵架。
And 3 hours later, that man had shot his wife and killed her and took his own life.
3个小时之后，这个丈夫把他太太给杀掉了，然后自己自杀。
Think of the power of a few words said unkindly.
你可以想想看哈，几个说的很不友善的话会导致的后果。
Think how the enemy can use that to corrupt us.
你想想看，敌人怎么可以使用这个舌头来使我们败坏？
So it says at the end of this chapter, which is this section in verse 6, 17,
所以在第六第七节的最后,
Man has learned how to tame and take care of every fish, every sea creature, every mammal. Man has learned how to tame them.
我们人都知道怎么制服所有的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族。
So verse 7 is telling us, and we're kind of marvel. I don't know if you've ever been to a circus and seen lion tamers and elephant tamers, but the ability of man to tame all kinds of animals is unlimited.
那假如你去看过马戏的话，你知道那些驯马师、驯兽师哈，狮子啊，那个大象啊，他们可以驯服他们。
But this passage of scripture says the tongue cannot be tamed by any man.
但是第八节却告诉我们，唯独舌头没有人能制服。
So let me say that in a way that you and I will understand.
所以让我用一个你听得懂的话告诉你。
Apart from God, you will not be successful in controlling your tongue.
离了上帝，我们就没有办法成功地制服我们的舌头。
Apart from God, with my very best intentions,I will not be successful in taming my tongue.
远离了神，连我最好的用心来使用我的舌头，我都没有办法制服它。
And why is that?
为什么呢？
It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
圣经说它是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
Inherent in this sinful nature is something that will battle me in an effort to take control of my life.
在我这个与生俱来的罪性里面，我的舌头想要控制我，控制我的人生。
I know from the words of Jesus in John chapter 15 that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
我也记得在约翰福音十五章，耶稣说：“你们离了我，什么事都不能做。”
We are impotent and powerless apart from God.
我们是无能的、无力量的。假如我们远离了神。
So this is a very, very discouraging passage of scripture to read if we were to stop at this point.
所以假如我们读经就读到这里的话呢，对我们来说是相当令人失望的。
But James wants to help us to see the potential for good that lies with our tongue so we won't quit talking.
那雅各也要继续鼓励我们说，哎呀，你的舌头也可以发出好的事情，就意思说你不要停止讲话。
Maybe you were thinking like me, maybe I just need to go a little room and hide and never speak again.
或许读到这边就说，哎呀，或许我躲到一个房间好，从此不再说话了。
But notice what James says in verse 9.
但是注意一下雅各在第九节说什么。
With our tongue we can bless God.
我们用舌头可以颂赞神。
Bless him by the things that we say and the things that we do.
用我们所做的事或所说的话来颂赞神。
While at the same time we can curse God.People who were made by the same God that we are blessing.
那在同时，我们又可以咒诅那些我们所颂赞的上帝所造出来的人类。
How is it, he's asked, is that from the same mouth can come blessing and cursing?
所以他就问了一个问题了。他说，那个咒诅跟颂赞怎么可能从一个同一个嘴巴里出来呢？
Notice the picture he gives us in verse 11.
然后十一节他给我们一个图画哈。
Can fresh and salt water come from a fresh spring?
泉水从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
In language, these are called rhetorical questions.
这是一个说辞上的一个用法。
And it means that the answer to this is an obvious, of course not.
他的回答就是当然不可能的。
Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs?
无花果能生橄榄，葡萄能生无花果吗？
What's the obvious answer?
很明显的答案是什么？
No,
不可能。
It cannot be.
好，不可能。
And so with reference to the tongue, here is what James has to say about the fact that we bless and curse with the same tongue.
所以关于这个舌头，雅各说，我们同时说出祝福，又同时说出咒诅的话。
And I want you to hear what he says.
然后我要你听听他说什么。
He says, this ought not to be.
好，不应该是如此。
Now, here's the wonderful thing about the Bible and about the Christian life.
那关于圣经还有关于基督的生活里有一件非常美妙的事情。
God never calls us to do something that He does not at the same time provide the strength and the power to do it.
上帝不会要我们做一件事情，是他不同时提供我们这个智慧跟力量去做的。
God never gives us a directive or a command that He does not intend to provide with us.Everything that we need to follow through in obedience.
上帝不会给我们一个指示或是一个命令，而不同时给我们需要的力量或需要的资源去做这件事情。
So it brings us to the next point, is this struggle with our tongue a losing battle?
所以下面一个问题就是，我们的舌头的挣扎是注定失败的吗？
Do you think it's a losing battle?
你认为它是注定失败了吗？
Say no.
不是。
Louder, no.
说不是哈。
Because remember what James says, this should not be.
好，因为雅各说是不应该这样子。
In the beginning of this chapter, he says a mature believer is able to control his tongue.
因为一开头他就提到，一个成熟的基督徒呢，他是能够控制自己的舌头的。
So if the tongue is capable of blessing sometimes, it's capable of always being an instrument of blessing to the glory of God.
所以我们的舌头有的时候是可以成为一个祝福的管道，但是我们要学习让它每个时候都是祝福的。
So if you leave this morning having heard nothing else, I want you to hear my words.
假如你今天早上离开这里，不记得任何事情，我只要你记得我现在说的这句话。
The battle you are fighting with your words does not have to be a losing battle.
你与你的舌头言语的征战不一定要注定失败。
Amen?
Amen.
But God's going to show us how in His Word that we can take our tongues, give them to God, and allow them to become a source of blessing in our relationship with others.
那接下来雅各就要从神的话告诉我们，我们怎么样使我们的舌头成为一个祝福的源头。
It's in the final passage of this scripture that we get to see some of these ways to do that.
就在后面的几节经文，他告诉我们有哪几个方面我们可以显出智慧来。
So verse 13 asks this question.
所以十三节问这样一个问题。
Who is wise and understanding among you?
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？
Do you remember one of the early verses in chapter 1 of the book of James?
你记不记得在雅各书第一章有一节经文？
If any of you lack wisdom,
你们当中若有缺少智慧的，
let him ask of God,
让他祈求上帝。
Who gives generously and never scolds you for asking.
他很慷慨地把智慧给你，而且不会斥责你。
Did you get that?
记不记得？
So wisdom or counsel on how to deal with the control of my tongue comes from God himself.
所以我们怎么样控制舌头的智慧来自上帝自己。
And James suggests by our good conduct and by our words we can show his works in the meekness of wisdom.
所以雅各说，借着我们的言语，借着我们的行为，可以在我们的温柔上显出上帝的美好来。
When he says in the meekness of wisdom, not because we are so wise and have all the answers ourselves.
这个智慧的善行不是说我们自己有所有的答案。
But because in our humility and integrity, we recognize that we cannot do this with help from above.
而是在我们的谦虚，在我们的诚信当中，我们知道没有上帝的帮助，靠自己是做不来的。
In the next verse, he talks about the other alternative that we have.
下一节告诉我们另外一个选择。
Here's what he's saying. If you don't consult the wisdom of God,
他说假如你不寻求上帝的智慧，
here's the other option.
那另外一个选择就是，
you may have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart.
你的心里面可能有苦毒，有嫉妒和纷争。
Those will make you proud and boastful and will cause you to be false to the truth.
这些会让你骄傲，而且让你远离真理。
He said, pursuing the wisdom of the world causes you to live a life that is in conflict with the principles of God's word.
他说，如果我们追求世上的智慧的话，那我们的生活的表现就会跟神的话语相冲突。
And he said to choose that kind of wisdom,
假如你要选择那一类的智慧,
is to choose wisdom that does not come from above,
那个智慧不是从上头来的,
but it's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic.
它是属地的, 不属灵的, 而且来自鬼魔的。
So if you go around saying, well, I'm just going to tell the truth, I don't care what it sounds,
假如你说, 我就是要把真话讲出来, 我不管它听起来是怎么一回事。
Or I'm just going to give them a piece of my mind because it's time they heard what I feel,
而且就是我现在一定要告诉他们我到底想些什么，现在他们要他们知道我的感觉是怎么样。
This is not wisdom from above.
那这样子的话就不是来自上头的智慧。
This is selfish choices.
这是一个自私的选择。
This is choosing to have my own way and do my own thing, even though it's contrary to God's wisdom.
这样的表现呢是跟神的智慧相反的，它是要表现自我的感觉，好，自我的想法。
And I think this next verse is really important, verse 16.
那么下面一个我觉得非常重要，就是在十六节。
So when we don't pursue heavenly wisdom,
所以我们不要，我们不要追求属地的智慧。
But we choose things that are earthly and unspiritual.
我们常常寻求的是属地的，不属灵的。
There is jealousy and selfish ambition.
在那里有嫉妒，有纷争。
And there is disorder and every kind of sin.
还有各样的扰乱和各样的坏事。
It's a costly decision.
它的代价非常大。
That we make when we choose not to allow our words to reflect the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ.
当我们用我们选择用我们的言语不能够反映出我们跟神的关系的时候，我们这个言语就会导致伤害。
So it would be very discouraging if that was the last verse of the passage.
假如十六节是整段经文最后一节的话呢，那我们又很失望了。
But there's this very important transitional word in verse 17.
但是在十七节开始，它一个非常重要的转接的一句话。
But.
但是。
The wisdom from above.
从上头来的智慧。
And now he's going to give us some characteristics of what.That kind of wisdom, when applied to the decisions we make about choosing our words, looks like.
那雅各在这里就把我们选择讲的话语是反映从上头来智慧的一些特征告诉我们。
He says such wisdom is pure.
他说这样的智慧首先是清洁的。
It's unpolluted by our selfish sin.
不为我们自我的罪、自私的罪所污染。
And reflects a wholehearted desire to pursue the will of God.
它反映出一个全新的要追求上帝的智慧。
When I choose my words, that's one of the questions I have to ask myself.
当我选择使用的言语的时候，我必须先问自己一个问题。
Is my heart pure?
我的心是不是清洁的？
Will the words I say bring honor to God?
我说的话会不会尊荣神？
Sometimes it's understanding.Even in our daily lives, the difference between reaction and response.
那在我们日常生活当中呢，在我们的反应还有我们回应当中呢，也是有差别。
Do you know what the difference between reaction and response is?
你知道反应跟回应之间的差别是什么吗？
Time.
就是时间。
The difference between reacting in a moment.
在当下立即的反应。
And responding carefully.It's time.
而以后仔细小心的回应之间的差别就是时间。
So maybe when I'm feeling something in my heart that's compelling me to say something that is not right, I take time to ask, will this be pleasing to God?
所以假如说我里面有个冲动要讲一个话，我稍微留一点时间想想，我讲这个话会取悦神吗？
Is my thought pure?
然后我们考虑我的思想是不是清洁的。
Is my heart to please God?
我的心是不是取悦神的。
The second thing it says about it is that it's, this kind of wisdom is peaceable.
那第二个特征就是这样的智慧呢，它是和平的。
My words should never be about creating division.
我讲的话绝对不要是引起纷争的话。
The words I choose should never enhance disorder.
我讲的话绝对不要促进当中的这个纷乱。
Even when I'm confronting someone with the truth, the goal of my confrontation is reconciliation.
即使我用真理跟人对峙的时候，我对峙的这个目标是我们之间的和好。
So let me give you an example of what I mean by that.
所以让我给你一个例子。
Let's say I've been having an argument with my husband.
好比我跟我的丈夫有一个争吵。
I know none of you ladies would ever, ever argue with your husband.
当然我知道你们各位的淑女绝对不会跟丈夫吵架。
And I feel I really need to tell him about something that he has done or said that is very hurtful for me.
你觉得是我一定要跟他讲他做了一件非常伤害我的事情。
If I'm peaceable or peace-loving,
假如我是喜爱和平的人，或是我是
保持和平的。The book of Ephesians says, I must speak those words in love.
那以弗所书我就说我必须用爱来讲这些话。
So the goal of my confronting him is not just to tell him what I think.
所以我的与他对峙的目的不是就是告诉他我怎么想。
But now listen.
但是听清楚。
My goal is to tell him in such a way that he will hear it.
我的目标是我讲话的方式要使他能够听到。
And having heard it, we will become closer together,
听到之后,
not further apart.
我们会更接近, 而不是更分开。
You understand that?
你明白吗?
So that requires in a moment before I say something, I have to say, will I say this in a loving way, and will the result of this cause us to be drawn closer together or pushed further apart?
所以在我急于想要表达自己的时候呢，我要停一下时间，然后想我说的话可以导致我们和平，使我们更接近，还是会让我们更分开。
That's one of my favorite principles.
这就是我非常最喜欢的一个原则。
Let me say it one more time.
让我再说一次。
The goal of confrontation is reconciliation.
好，对峙的目的是彼此的和好。
Paul says it this way.
保罗这么说。
Speak the truth in love.
用爱心说诚实话。
Here's another part of that kind of wisdom that's from above.
好，那从上头来的智慧，另外一个特征是
，It's gentle.
是非常的温柔。
Think of that word about your speech.
用这个字来想想自己的话语。
In Galatians chapter 6, it says that part of the responsibility of believers is to restore those who are struggling to their relationship with Christ.
在加拉太书第六章第一节说有如果有人偶然为过犯所胜，你们温柔的人就要用爱心把他挽回过来。
And it says to do that in a spirit of gentleness.
他说用温柔的灵哈把他挽回过来。
Lest you become guilty of the same thing.
要不然你自己也在同样的罪上犯错。
So if everything I said in the realm of dealing with issues and challenges was done in a gentle spirit, how would that enhance the results of my communication?
所以假如在我处理所有的问题当中，我有一个非常温和的灵，那么你可以想象它的结果是什么。
Remember, this is wisdom from above.
你要记得，这是从上头来的智慧。
This is God Himself speaking.
这是上帝自己说的话。
God who gave us tongues.
上帝把舌头给我们。
And He's telling us one way to use this instrument that I've given you is to be gentle.
他告诉我们，我们使用舌头的一个方法就是要温柔。
Another thing it says in this passage of scripture is that we should be open to reason.
那样另外这个从上来智慧的一个特征就是人家可以跟你用 理性的交谈。
What would happen in our political system if Democrats and Republicans were open to reason?
假如说我们共和党跟民主党在政治的领域当中，他们可以用理性合理来交谈的话，
If they were willing to listen to each other,
他们愿意彼此听对方的话。
To say, I know that you see it differently than me, but I want to hear why you believe what you believe.
我知道你的看法跟我不一样，但是我想听你为什么会那样的相信。
Don't you think I should go to Washington and teach them that?
你们不认为我应该到华盛顿去教他们这个吗？
But it's even important for us when we have a disagreement with someone or we see things differently.
当我们跟别人有不同意见的时候，不同看法的时候，
to not be closed-minded.
好，不要把自己的脑筋给关了。
But we'll be open to reason.
而且要就是敞对理性敞开。
This doesn't mean compromise our faith or give up our commitment to biblical truth.
这不是说要退让我们的信仰或是和圣经的原则。
But it means to listen carefully.
但是就是要仔细的去听。
Peter writes that we should be able to give a reason for the hope that is within us.
彼得劝诫我们说好，我们要合理的说明我们心里相信的缘由。
We have a very reasonable faith.
因为我们的信仰是一个合理性的信仰。
Now think of this next one, and think if all of the things you said in any given week were characterized by these words, full of mercy and good fruit.
那想想下一句话，他说充满了怜悯，又是结出好的果子来的。假如你的言语是这样的话，你想想看，一个礼拜之后会是什么样的情况
？Remember, mercy means not giving to someone something they might deserve.
这个怜悯的意思就是不把别人当得的给他。
So mercy in speech is not necessarily treating someone like they may have earned.
所以对人用言语上是怜悯的话呢，不是说这个人配我用怜悯对他
or repaying them in kind for what they've done.
或是说以德来报怨。
But having the words that we choose full of mercy and good fruits. And what it's saying here is that mercy and good fruits go together.
那要充满了怜悯，他这边说怜悯，满有怜悯，多结善果，就是怜悯跟善果是走在一起的，并行的。
In the original Greek language, the word kai for and that is used here is used in such a way that it says that these two words are inextricably or jointly linked together.
那在他希腊文的原文里面，哈，满有怜悯，多结善果，这两个词是交织在一起的。
Mercy and good works
怜悯跟善果
go together like love and marriage and a horse and a carriage.
就像爱跟婚姻还有这个马跟马车是连在一起的。
In this passage, they are wed together.
好，在这段经文中，他们是结合在一起。
It says we're supposed to be impartial.
还说我们不可有偏见。
Now, do you remember in chapter 1 that it says that a man who comes to the Lord should not be double-minded?
在第一章你记不记得来到上帝面前的人怎么样？不能心怀二意。
That's the same word as the word impartial.
在这里不可有偏见是同一个字。
It means we can't have a mind or a way of doing things that is different for some than it is for others.
就说我们做事好，不能说对某个人是这样，而对另外一个又是另外一种方式。
We're supposed to approach people evenly and equally and impartially.
我们应该公平的、正直的、没有偏见的对待每个人。
Now let me tell you why that's sometimes difficult.
那我告诉你为什么这个时候有些时候不那么简单。
Because at home sometimes we get rid of the filters that we use every other place.
You get rid of the filters?
Yeah, so the things that where we would talk kindly at work, we might not do it at home. The screen that we use.
他在家里有什么讲话会先塞一下，过滤一下。
So even though we may put our best foot forward at work and choose the right words,
那虽然在工作的场合我们会选择使用一些对的话语。
We get home and we relax.
但是回到家你放松。
And we're not as careful.
我们不那么小心。
And we say things that are hurtful.
就说出一些伤害人的话。
So here's one way of looking at this verse.
所以我们看这节经文有另外一个方式是。
Be as careful at home as you are at work.
就在家里跟在工作地方一样的小心。
Don't be double-minded.
不要心怀二意。
Don't have one standard here and another standard there.
好，不要这里是一个标准，那边又是另一个标准。
And here's the final thing he says.
那最后他说。
Your conversation and your words have to be sincere.
他说你说的话哈，你们的交谈必须是真诚的。
Without hypocrisy.
没有假冒。
You can't say what you don't believe and what you don't mean.
你不能说你所不相信或没有那个意思的话。
My father used to say to me, if you can't say something good, don't say anything.
我爸爸以前告诉我，假如你说的话不是好坏的话，那就什么话都不要说。
But we want to speak without hypocrisy. We want to speak the truth and the real intent of our heart.
所以我们说话不要带着假装，要说出心里真诚的意思。
Now what's the result of all of this?
那这样的一个特征的结果是什么呢？
Here it is, verse 18.
在十八节。
And a harvest of righteousness.
栽种，你的收获就是义，公义。
I want you to think of righteousness as right living.
那这个公义，我让你想的方法就是一个公义的生活。
A harvest of right living is sown in peace by those who make peace.
好，使人和平的，也是用和平所栽种的义果。
Isn't that a good word?
这不是一个很好的话吗？
Here's the secret.
好，秘诀是。
In Romans 6, verse 13.
在罗马书第六章第十三节。
This is one of my favorite verses.
是我所喜爱的经文。
We're to take the members of our body.
我们要使用身体上的肢体。
And give them as slaves to God.
把他们当作奴隶献给神来用。
As instruments of righteousness.
所以说作为义的器具。
Not as slaves to the devil, as instruments of evil and wickedness.
不可当作恶的器具为撒旦所用。
So how do I do that?
那我怎么做呢？
Romans 12:1 says this.
罗马书十二章第一节这么说。
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
他说，弟兄们啊，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That you present your bodies.
将身体献上。
A living sacrifice.
当作活祭。
Holy and acceptable unto God.
就是在神面前是圣洁的，可悦纳的。
Which is pleasing to Him.
就是讨悦神的。
How do I do this?
我怎么这样做呢？
How do I take this unruly member and present it to God?
我怎么把这个不受控制的舌头带到神面前来呢？
It begins every day with me in prayer.
每天早上我用祷告开始。
I don't do this perfectly.
当然我做的不是很完美。
But Beth can tell you, I often pray in our morning time together.
但是我太太可以告诉你，我们每天早上一起祷告的时候。
Of the things that I do and the words that I say.
主啊，求你帮助我所做的事，所说的话。
To reflect my love for Jesus Christ.
来反映出我对主耶稣的爱。
And the presence of the Holy Spirit in my
life. 以及圣灵在我生命当中的同在。
You can't tame your tongue.
你可以控制你的舌头。
But God can.
哦，你不能控制自己的舌头，但是上帝可以。
That's the good news, isn't it?
这就是好消息。Amen. You want to say a prayer?
Yes. Let me say a word of prayer.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, for how much you love us.
天父，我们感谢你多么的爱我们。
You care so much about us. You care not only about how we act, but how we talk.
你如此的关心我们，不但关心我们的行为，也关心我们的言语。
And to that end, you have given us wisdom.
而为了这样子的目的。